not on your talk, but I'm just curious about how you found Orthodoxy, because we heard about you in college, and next thing we knew, heard you were at St. Ticon. So if you would share with us, if you like, how you found Orthodoxy.
All right. Do you want the long version or the short version? Well, I found Orthodoxy through the Episcopal Church, sort of. I was raised in the Episcopal Church. I wasn't going to bring this up, but my mother's an Episcopal priest. She's retired now. She just retired this year, but you know, I was raised Episcopalian, just sort of as an average Episcopalian, which whatever that means. But in high school and college, I sort of drifted away and didn't really have anything to do with God. I had sort of made up my mind that I could answer all the questions of life without any superior being, but that's a whole other story. But gradually I realized the folly of my ways and sort of came back to God, I guess, in a general sense, and started going back to the Episcopal Church, and I began searching for something. I didn't know quite what it was, but I was sort of drawn to liturgical life and started becoming more Anglican, I suppose, than Episcopalian. And when I moved to Chicago, I was attending a very high Anglican church, and I decided I should probably take some classes to reacquaint myself with the Anglican church. So the books that were being used, one was a sort of a history of the Anglican church, and the other book that was used for this sort of adult class was The Orthodox Way by Bishop Kallistos. So it didn't take me too long to figure out that there was something to this Orthodox faith, and even though it was being taught at the Anglican Church, I sort of drifted towards Holy Orthodoxy and slowly began attending the local church in Chicago. I started going to St. Peter and St. Paul Orthodox Church on the south side at that time. They're now moved to Burr Ridge in the suburbs, but it was a very, very ethnic parish, and I loved that, actually. I know a lot of times converts say they really love the English in the services, but I was actually very moved by the reality of the ethnic parish. I don't think it's simply ethnic either. It's the depth of the faith of the people, and I was also very impressed by the fact that the priest was almost consistently preaching on the gospel reading for the day, which is something unusual in the Anglican church. They tend to, at least the one I was going to, go off on all kinds of tangents and personal reflections and social commentaries, and usually sort of liberal social commentaries as well. So it was very refreshing to hear the priest actually commenting on the gospel reading that was just heard. So that was pretty much it. I left out some parts here and there, but I was going every other week, 1 week to the Anglican Church, 1 week to the Orthodox Church, but I think just for about a month I did that, and then I decided to go full-time to the Orthodox Church. And in spite of the sort of insistence of some of the Anglican clergy who thought that I could both remain Anglican and be Orthodox at the same time. Many of them still believe that. But I was chrismated that in Lazarus Saturday and spent the week at St. Tegon's Monastery. And then the following September, I came to seminary. So that was a, it was a long journey, but in a sense it was a good journey, I think, because I had sort of left. I didn't have much baggage, you know. I wasn't that familiar with the Anglican Church. I'd been raised in it, but sort of superficially, and so I didn't have. I was able, I think, to really embrace Orthodoxy fairly quickly, just as a, you know, I wasn't looking for something, an alternative to the Anglican Church. I was simply sort of guided by the Lord somehow to the church, and you know, here I am.